Welcome to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm Emily Donham. And on today's show, I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite critters to see in the intertidal while tide pooling. Now is the perfect time to head down to the coast and explore some of the amazing tide pools here in Santa Cruz. So I study how climate change impacts marine invertebrates here in California as a part of my PhD at UC Santa Cruz. I wanted to start this series on tide pooling by introducing you all to one of my favorite invertebrates to spot while out exploring in the intertidal. And that critter is the mossy chitin, Mopalia muscosa. Chitons are marine mollusks. Some other notable mollusks are the squid, the octopus, and snails. So chitons are really interesting since they have this series of overlapping plates that create a shell that provides protection from predators. And these plates allow the chitin to also flex and even curl into a ball when it's dislodged from rocks. And that's kind of what makes it really unique. The shell is then surrounded by a fleshy skirt called a girdle. And the mossy chitin, as well as other closely related chitons, have chitinous hairs on their skirts. Sometimes they're called hairy chitons. Chitons are herbivorous grazers, meaning that they feed on seaweed that is growing on the rocks that they live on. And when you go out tide pooling, you're likely to find them on exposed rocks in the intertidal. These are rocks that are usually underwater but become exposed to air during low tide. So keep in mind that depending on the tide, you may be more likely to find them out in the air than in the tide pools themselves. At first, the mossy chitin can be really difficult to find. They're kind of dark in coloration and they blend really well into their surroundings. But once you see one, you're likely to notice a lot more. If you're new to tide pooling, some of my favorite places to go are Natural Bridges State Beach and Davenport Landing. And when you're out exploring tide pools, just always remember to be aware of your surroundings, which could include high surf, rising tides, and slippery surfaces. You've been listening to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm Emily Donham. Thanks for tuning in.